Welcome to all rather Mr. Asta. Again, can you just clear your throat?
Sorry.
We'll leave that in because people like that stuff. It's gold. It's radio gold. welcome to All Rather Mysterious, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain, and joining me is David Reed.
Hello.
And Eleanor Morton.
Howdy, y'all.
Hey, you're American now.
Yeah. But I'm not doing the accent.
No. Well, no. Why should you? They don't do yours.
And neither do you.
Nor do I.
No, neither do I.
Since we've last been with you, lots happened. So what's everyone been up to?
God, what haven't I been up to?
Blimey.
Got new internet.
Yeah, that's good.
I've been buying containers to put all my dry goods in.
Oh, really? So are you one of those people that put cereal in the...
Yeah, I know. Yeah. But there's just... I've watched too many TikToks with satisfying noises, and now I want to put everything in the tub.
Yeah, they are very
inspirational. How do you know what the use-by date is?
Well, they just kept fresh, aren't they?
Yeah.
Not forever, surely.
Must be forever. Yeah, forever. They're sealed.
I'm not eating your cornflakes.
You could put Tutankhamun in one of them, and he'd look as good as he did the day he died.
Which was not great.
No.
Which was dead.
He was quite ill.
Have you seen the reconstruction they've done of him, like the 3D?
No.
He wasn't a handsome man. I'll say that. He had a lot of.
Have they done that thing of recreating his voice box and then blowing through it to like, tell you he's really squeaky? I love it when they do that.
They blow
Nobody
through it.
Sounds
just goes,
normal, do
Hello.
They?
He sounded like an idiot.
This is Mr. Bean, actually. Mr. Bean, the pharaoh of ancient Egypt.
No wonder he died. In those days, they used to pull the brains out through their nose.
That's yeah. Right.
They used to put a string around it and lasso it through.
Oh.
Like in Total Recall.
They were very respectful
of skulls, weren't they?
Yeah.
That's why. They didn't want to stick
hate
a
skulls.
Hole in it.
Yeah.
Speaking of skulls.
Hi.
I can tell you one skull mystery.
Yeah.
You know the film Four Wedding and a Funeral?
Mm.
Yeah.
Four Weddings and a Funeral. Four Weddings.
Four Weddings and a Funeral.
The beginning, I watched it again quite recently, and at the beginning, do you know that they forget the ring, so they have to go around the audience and get rings?
Oh, yeah.
And get a skull ring.
There's a skull ring.
And Scott Thomas.
And you look round that crowd, and you're like, no one's got a skull ring there.
I think it's supposed to be Kristen Scott Thomas because she's a goth.
Not Kristen Scott Thomas. The other one, the sister who has with the short hair.
Scarlett's got the colourful
the little melon.
Ring.
Or whatever it is. Yeah.
Kristen Scott Thomas is meant to be a goth in that film.
I don't know.
She talks about how she's going to wear every colour under the rainbow from now on.
Oh, okay. I missed that bit.
So that implies she's only been wearing black up to that point, I guess.
No, I'm not buying that.
I thought she was just trendy.
Like she's not an Iron Brew advert goth. You know,
no.
Who were for some reason painted like monotone minstrels.
She's
a subtle goth.
Well,
classy goth
or not, there are some women out there who aren't. And I believe, Eleanor, not you're one of those women, I believe you've got a mystery about a woman who is not a goth.
No, she's not a goth.
Sorry.
No, nailed it.
Thanks.
Well, is she a goth though? She's got some gothy vibes. Her name is Lizzie Andrew Borden. That's right. Her middle name is Andrew.
Andrew.
Yes. Goodness. And today we are delving into the mystery of whether or not she gave her father 40 whacks, and when she saw what she had done, she gave her mother 41.
It's quite precise.
Asterisk. Actually, it was less than that. Double asterisk. It was her stepmom, not her mum.
Yeah. Okay.
But that's not as catchy, is it?
No.
So what do you guys know about Lizzie Borden?
Just what you've told me just then.
I know there's
Great.
I know the house is like a museum you can go to.
You could. It's even more than that. It's a bed and breakfast.
Is it really? Oh.
It is. You can stay there. and buy little sort of axe-themed memorabilia.
And wasn't it kind of like the O.J. Simpson case of its day?
Yes. Yeah. Well,
how so? That she was in the Naked Gun films and
she went
people
on a
were
mad
a bit confused.
Bronco chase down the highway.
She was literally riding a bronco, though, not a car.
So what period are we talking about here, Eleanor? I'm afraid I'm completely ignorant about this.
Okay. So this is the 19th century. It is Massachusetts, and she's born in 1860. But the year of the crime is 1892.
So she was 32.
She was 32, which is, 31. Oh my God, that's my age.
Christ.
Coincidence?
Well, you decide.
I will.
Good.
No, it is. And now, as you might have known, actually, at that point in time, being a 32-year-old unmarried woman was basically the worst thing you could possibly be.
Sure.
Including a serial killer or a racist. It was much worse than both
of those. Well, she combined two of the three, so...
That's true. That's true. She might have been racist too. We don't have
probably was in those days, yeah.
I mean, most people were. Mm. So Lizzie is, she's 32, she's unmarried. She lives with her parents, Andrew Jackson Borden. I know. I'd never do that. And
he had the same name as her.
That's a coincidence.
And her stepmom, who was called, oh my God, what was her stepmom called?
Andrew.
Abby Borden. Abby and Andrew, and her sister, who I think was a teeny bit older, but they were both unmarried, and so they had to live at home because you couldn't get your own flat if you were an unmarried woman of, you know, the middle classes. She was respectable. Now here's the weird thing: Andrew Borden, his middle name was Jackson.
Yeah,
was actually very wealthy.
Hmm.
He's a very wealthy man, but. He was a big old curmudgeon and a cheapskate.
Right.
So the house they lived in was, you know, it was not unnice, but it didn't have any of the modern amenities that many other rich people would have had. Didn't have indoor plumbing. Mm. Didn't have... you could only get from room to room through other rooms. There was no corridors. So it was very, what's the word? Intimate, you know? Living cheek by jowl, which,
I like that.
You know, yeah, kind of, yeah.
So you'd have to go through somebody's bedroom to get to your bedroom.
Yes, which is a bit weird, I think we can agree.
It's like a Ray Cooney farce.
Yeah.
Ends differently, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. So they're living in this house, and Lizzie and Emma don't really have their own money. They have to rely on their dad, who's a big cheapskate. So they don't really get, like, you know, they don't get to wear fancy things, they don't have any independence. They have to rely on this guy who you know, isn't much fun. And we could argue that that might have made her annoyed. You know, it's not the biggest problem in the universe, but you could see Lizzie might have been a bit frustrated about life.
Yeah.
So there she is. She's single. She's in her 30s, so she might as well be dead. She's living with her dad and her stepmom, who she used to call Mum, and then started calling her Mrs. Borden. So they probably had a little bit of a falling out.
Ooh.
They also had, and this is a lot of fun, they had a maid called Bridget Sullivan, who was from Ireland, but they called her Maggie.
Oh. Why?
Because they just fancied it, and they didn't care. I think their last maid was called Maggie, so they just called her Maggie. So that's nice, isn't it?
They thought it was a rank.
Yeah.
Well, new Maggie's really nice.
The Maggie.
It's like the novel Rebecca, but about a maid.
Yeah. Then the old Maggie would never have done that.
You can't wear that pinny.
Exactly. So they might be, you know, I don't feel like they were the funnest people in town. They seemed a bit dour and also potentially racist towards Irish people.
Well, that ticks all three that you mentioned at the beginning. So.
Well, there you go. Yeah. We've bingoed. So, the day in question, August the 4th, 1892. It's a very, very hot day. That's very important. It's a very hot day.
Mm.
It's only... Abby and the maid and Lizzie in the house. And then I think Andrew comes back later in the day, but it's Abby and Maggie or Bridget, if we're going to be respectful, are in the house. Lizzie doesn't have much to do. She says she spends the day eating pears and finding fishing hooks in the barn for a fishing trip that is upcoming. So
is this going out a party or what?
Eating pears doesn't take very long unless you're trying to do yourself some internal damage.
She might have like a giant sort of punnet of pears.
I think it was there was a tree of pears.
Oh, a tree.
And so she was eating the pears off the tree. A couple of days before, everyone had been really ill with food poisoning, which they think was from food that had gone off in the heat. Right. But was it? So
what happens?
I'll tell you.
I'm on tenterhooks, like the hooks in the barn.
Like the hooks in the barn. Between 9 a.m. and 10:30 a.m., Abby is upstairs making a bed. That's the stepmom. So she's making a bed, and then Andrew returns at 10:30 a.m.
I want to know how many pears she ate. I think that might be quite important.
What's a normal amount of pears to eat?
I think one.
One is a normal amount.
What is it?
Anything above one, you are a serial killer.
I'm suspicious now. Maybe she thinks you have to eat them in twos. That's why they're called pears.
Interesting. Let's put that theory on the wall and put some red string into it.
What happens? Lizzie Borden runs in, finds the maid Bridget, and she says, "Dad's dead. I just found Dad and he's dead." And then she says to, in this commotion, they call someone, they call a doctor, they call people around. Everyone's going to look at Mr. Borden. Mm-hmm. And then Abby goes, Lizzie goes, we should probably check on Abby now as well. So they go upstairs and Abby is also dead. She is lying, face down on the floor of a room on the top floor where she was making a bed. And both of the Bordens have been brutally hacked at with not an axe, but a hatchet, which is a little axe.
A hand
for
axe.
Ladies.
It's a small axe for cutting up logs, right? Into firewood.
Keep in your handbag.
An on the go axe. So Andrew, he hadn't been struck 40 times, he'd been struck 10 or 11. But. You can actually see the photo if you really want to.
I have seen the photo. Yeah, it's quite good. Yeah.
I don't want to see the photo.
No, to be honest, you can't really see much because
it's black and white, sort of blurry.
But he's had his face. His face has been really caved in. And then they go upstairs and Abby is also in a similar state. I don't know how many times she was whacked, but...
11.
It was also in the face. 17 or 18. There you go. 17 or 18 times. So not 41, but...
So she got it more than the dad.
Professional job.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if assassins use hatchets.
Certainly not 17 or 18 times. Then tell the housekeeper, hey, we should probably check in on that person I killed.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right, guys?
I mean, mum. I mean, stepmum.
I mean, what?
I hate. What? This suggests a dislike of the second person, doesn't it? Because the dad was struck, 11 times? And then the stepmother, 17 times.
Yes.
But no commotion was heard by this Bridget Maggie.
Apparently, she... I think she was in the garden at the time. She was not in the house.
She was picking up all the pears.
She wouldn't have heard from the garden. How big is this house? Someone being hit repeatedly in the face with a hatchet.
Well, up in the... So Mr. Borden's come in from... He was out in the morning and he comes in. He sits down on the couch and he gets done. And then Abby's up in the attic or the highest bit of the house. So I guess if you're in a garden, maybe you wouldn't hear. I don't know.
Well, the first hit would have to end them or they cry out, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think just gives extra context to the fact they were hit multiple times.
He could have been dozing.
You know, if you've done a botched job the first time, you'd keep going.
The weirdest thing...
That can't be what happened.
Is that Lizzie tells Bridget before they find the mum that her dad had told her that she had that the Abby had gotten a note from someone and had gone out. So Lizzie's telling them that Abby's actually not in the house, but actually she is. She's dead upstairs, or at least she will be. She doesn't seem to have left.
Do you think Maggie was in the garden tidying up, and suddenly she heard a record scratch, and then really loud music was on? And then after 3 minutes, the record scratched again, and the music stopped.
That'll be Lizzie doing her very loud line dance.
That's right.
Lots of stomping and shouting.
So what's so what did the police conclude?
So, the police come to the house. They find two hatchets in the basement, one of which is broken. But through their special policey skills,
you got a spare hatchet for the first one breaking. Mm. Okay.
Through their special policey skills, they decide neither of them are the ones involved in the murder. I don't know how.
They've got
or maybe blood one of them. One of them is, one's broken anyway, and one has dust on it. So it looks like, you know.
My dad wasn't that old. He wasn't full of dust.
Dusty brain dad.
No. like an Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
Nazi skeleton, yeah.
Yeah.
So they don't, that's all they find in terms of weapons. They don't find any intruders, obviously. There's no commotion. No one sees anyone leaving the house. Oh, this is a really fun fact, actually.
Hmm.
The reason the police took a bit of time to get there was because on that day, it was the local police station's day out at the fun fair.
That's great.
Because they all arrived holding candy floss and big teddy bears.
I hope so.
With their faces painted like tigers and butterflies.
Yeah. Yeah. One of them's throwing up because he's just been on the dodgems. So they're very disorganised, and they immediately want to blame, as we all do, the Portuguese.
Course,
yes, that's right.
Of course.
Well, they are men of war.
The Portuguese are one of the sort of local immigrant communities, and so obviously they're the ones that everyone decides done all the murders and things. But Lizzie doesn't have anything on her. She's not covered in blood. They do find a bucket with some bloody rags in it in the basement, but guess why they don't investigate that? Go on.
Because she's a woman?
Because everyone did in those days?
Yeah.
For women to do their private nonsense.
Yeah.
She said, those are my period rags. And they were like, no, never mind. No, don't want to talk about that.
Oh, I was right. Okay.
They were like, well, it is 1892, so technically this is like a period piece. So, makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, there we go. It's pretty good. She also is seen the next day burning a dress in the garden. Now, she says this is because she got some paint on it and she wants to get rid of it.
Sure. Makes sense.
And apparently people did used to do that. Because when I read that, I was like, what? So you burnt it. But apparently people did. So that's a perfectly reasonable thing to do, I guess, on a very, very hot day in August. So Lizzie's not acting suspicious, but she's not acting unsuspicious. She's just kind of like turned up and gone, hey, I think my parents are dead. And then they are.
Yeah.
And but it would have been very hard for her. You know, she's not covered in blood. She hasn't spent a long time out, you know, somewhere else. She hasn't changed
clothes. And they
had
no running water. So she couldn't have cleaned herself up quickly.
That's true.
That's a very good point. Yeah.
Thank you.
Good point.
I've got my eye on the ball on this one.
Yeah, no,
I think we're going to nail it. I just need a.
Tell you what else.
One more clue, I think.
Another thing that's interesting is that you mentioned how it was a very, very hot day.
Mm.
Surely the windows would have been open, so more noise would have been heard, but nothing was heard. So that's strange.
And she's the only one who would have heard anything.
And the maid in the garden.
Yes, and we'll get into a theory later about why that's an interesting combination of things. So Lizzie's all obviously upset. Emma comes back. She wasn't in the house. Their uncle as well was a potential suspect.
Who's Emma?
Sister.
Emma's the sister. Okay. So Emma's
how's
the
older
married
sister or younger sister?
How's dad?
I mean, that's probably what she said when she got back. Is dad all
right? Oh, I see. Yeah. Right. I thought you were like, what happened? I was like, he's very dead.
Yes.
Anyway, the point is, they decide that Lizzie must... It must have been Lizzie because no one else was there. It doesn't make sense. And she has to go to an inquest about the whole thing. And at the time... everyone says she's being really weird, but to be fair to Lizzie, she was on loads of morphine because the doctor was like, you should probably have some morphine. Your parents are dead.
She had the vapors.
Exactly. Yeah. And haven't we all?
Hey. Yeah. Haven't good we band.
All? So they decide that Lizzie must have done it and they arrest her and they jail her because, to be fair, two people have been brutally murdered and they're kind of freaked out because they don't know who else could have done it. And it's the, you know, they might as well. So Lizzie goes on trial on June the 5th, 1893. This is a year later. Mm. And she is, she's basically they don't, there's nothing else to conclude. They look at the hatchet again, but they're not really sure. Here's the thing, guys. Police work at the time was not that it isn't now, completely foolproof. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the forensic evidence was not properly collected and stored and examined at the time. So a lot of stuff was sort of like, they just, you know, they the hatchet head, the witness statements, all these things were kind of muddled and not particularly well thought out, which isn't going to help.
It wasn't very evidence-based, no. Was it? It was more just confession-based, mm-hmm. or I saw that person do it.
Yes, yes, it was. And nobody saw anyone do anything in this case, so...
Yeah, so they were stumped.
So basically, you know, Liz has been witness burning a dress, but there's no bloody clothes found at the scene.
She was.
What?
I just said there's no need to swear.
Sorry. I know it's frustrating, bloody, Eleanor, but...
Bloody dress!
You know, these are the facts.
Bloody hatchet! Bloody heads. Sorry, I'm just double checking this. Lizzie told several people at the time she went into the barn. Yeah, so Lizzie claims she was most of the morning she was in the barn eating pears looking for fish hooks. Mm-hmm. Bridget was all the way downstairs. Neither of them heard anything. And then what the prosecution decided was they should remove both victims' heads and admit the skulls as evidence. Hmm. So, on the 5th of June, Lizzie's parents' skulls were shown in court, you know, full of holes, I assume. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Lizzie fainted because, call me a woke snowflake, call me a precious millennial, but I think if someone showed me my parents' skulls, I'd be a little bit upset. Mm.
Well, especially since they died a year ago and someone's job will have been to boil the flesh off those.
Yep.
Like, yeah.
It wasn't helped when the prosecutor held her dad's skull and made the mouth move saying, Lizzie did it.
Oh, what's that? What's that, Mr. Skull?
It was Lizzie.
Oh, it was
Lizzie.
Did
they really need to see the skull to believe that it had happened?
No.
I have no idea why they were... It just says they were presented as evidence, and I can't think of a reason why, apart from... I think maybe the... Here's my theory. Maybe they thought this Victorian woman will be so shocked that she'll be forced to confess by her emotional outburst. She'll go, oh, okay, I did it. But no,
Or she'll be so upset that everyone will go, yeah, she did it, fine.
Yeah. The other bit of evidence
bloody
that was
women.
Presented...
It's not the Portuguese, it's the women.
Yeah, right.
It's either the women or the Portuguese, or a Portuguese woman.
The worst of all.
The worst kind of villain.
Another bit of evidence that was submitted that day was that she had also recently, just before the murders, bought some prussic acid... which she claimed was to clean a sealskin cloak, a sealskin cloak?
No, prussic acid.
It is hydrogen cyanide.
Sealskin cloak sounds pretty open.
Try saying that five times fast. Sealskin
cloak.
So she said she bought some poison to clean a cloak,
right.
which apparently is not a thing people did, or not a way of cleaning a sealskin cloak that anyone did. But maybe
so
she
what was prussic acid used for in the, those days?
That's a great question. I'm going to say, I assume, poisoning rats. Is someone okay. Googling it?
Yeah, I'm looking now.
Yeah, look now, because I wouldn't be able to tell
it's
you.
My keyboard's
you had to...
directly beneath my microphone, so I'm not going to tap away and irritate
yeah,
you.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, and this could be linked to the bout of food poisoning the day before.
If it was, they didn't. What is true
what
is
mean?
That she bought some
they didn't join those dots.
They didn't link it, yeah.
Okay.
They... because in those days, you had to sign a poison register if you bought poison, which you could do. Mm-hmm. So they had a record that she bought prussic acid, and they knew that she that everyone had been ill with supposedly food poisoning. But it was not ruled important evidence because it wasn't anything to do with being bashed in with an axe. So there's a lot of weird things happening around this, but at the same time, there was no way there was no plausible way that Lizzie could have... murdered both her parents completely without anyone hearing or getting messy or being caught.
I think pixies did it.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I think Lizzie has attempted to kill her parents with poison the day before, but it's not gone well. They've gotten body trouble, but they've not died. So she's tried to console herself with a pear or two.
Yeah.
Sure.
And there in the pear tree, she's met a tree spirit of some kind. I'm not an expert on tree spirits, but some sort of spirit that would inhabit a pear. And she's told it
a pear fairy.
Her woes that she's tried to kill her parents and failed. And the tree spirit's like, oh, magic it. I'll do it. And so the tree, and that's why there's no evidence. The tree spirits just hatcheted their faces off.
Right.
How and magical. Lizzie's,
that's not
Lizzie's
very, yes.
felt conflicted. By the outcome.
Blames herself, probably.
And she
happened.
Simply has to burn her clothes to get rid of the evidence
to
of pear juice.
I see. Yeah. No, that makes... To appease the pixies. Well, she is acquitted. She's not found guilty. Mm. She goes on to inherit all the lovely money that she couldn't use in her dad's lifetime. She buys a lovely house on a hill and spends the rest of her life being... rich and slightly suspicious.
Oh, she's the rich murderess on the hill tropes. That's where they're...
Yes.
Okay, I'm joining some dots here. Okay.
And her sister, as well, obviously inherited money, and they sort of fell out at some point, and they're not quite sure why. But so Lizzie got everything she wanted, but she also, you know, she was never fully accepted into society because she might have bashed her parents' heads in.
But there's no actual evidence that she did.
No.
Like, there's nothing.
There's a podcast that I listen to called Last Podcast on the Left, and they put it very well when they said, it's impossible for her to have done it, but it's also impossible for anyone else to have done it.
Yeah.
So maybe it was pixies, actually.
Or suicide.
Well, thank you.
Or
I told you I'd nail this one. Or what, John?
Suicide.
Yeah. Just another tragic case of hitting yourself in the face with a hatchet 11 times.
Maybe it was a murder, you know, like you do me, I'll do you kind of thing.
But they were in different rooms, right?
They were.
Yeah.
The theories...
What if the dad attached himself to his bed with bungee cords and then walked through the rooms, because there's no corridor.
Of course.
And held himself in front of his wife as best he could until she hit him with... And then they went at each other with hatchets. And then he was catapulted into the room he was found in.
Landed on the sofa, yeah.
Or what if they murder-suicided each other in the same room, and then Lizzie came in and thought, well, this is embarrassing, so she moved one of them so that it would look like a murder, because suicide was considered taboo. Mm.
The method of murder is quite bloody.
Mm.
Was there any description of the crime scenes themselves?
Yes. Yeah, they're quite grisly as well, actually.
Right.
Let's see.
So you would have thought that would have gotten on clothes.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, definitely. Mm. One of Andrew's eyes had been split in two. So, oh, so here's why no one might have heard. He might have been asleep when attacked. Because he was lying on a couch. He might have been having a little nap.
He is prostrate in the photo. Yes. So, yeah.
Yes, he is.
I don't mean he's a sex worker.
No, I mean, I didn't think...
So,
good.
So, which Portuguese man did it?
Oh, they don't have a specific suspect.
No, just anyone. Just pointed at the community.
Did no one ever suspect the... the maid.
Well, this is one of the theories. One of the theories that has been quite popular is that the reason Bridget the maid saw nothing was because she and Lizzie were in a lover's tryst. Mm. They were having an affair, and it was a joint effort to kill the parents and pretend that she'd seen nothing, and then inherit the money and live happily ever after as Victorian lesbians.
And what happened to Bridget?
I don't know. Because what did happen to Bridget? I'm not sure, but they definitely didn't end up together.
She accidentally fell tragically on a hatchet 11 times.
I don't think there is any record of what happened to her, but she definitely didn't end up as Lizzie's secret lover. Oh. So
the sister Emma as well I'm interested in, because she inherited too.
Emma
so has equal
was,
motive to Lizzie.
Mm-hmm. So she had a
has done the clever thing of being out, so she's got an alibi, right?
She had an alibi and she was 15 miles away. And yeah. It's all coming together. There have been suggestions that she somehow managed to kill her parents and then go back to Fairhaven in time to receive a telegram that said that she'd that they were dead. But I mean at that you'd have to That's 15 miles in the olden days, so you're not even. That's not a car journey.
That's Black Bess levels of speed.
It really is.
Killing
it
parents,
really is.
Stop.
Make sure I get back before I see this stop.
Yeah.
The other suspect is the uncle. So that was William Borden. John Morse. John Morse, who was their mum's brother. But he had been he didn't come to the house often, but he had been there the night before. But again, he had an alibi for the actual day; he wasn't in the house. Yeah. So, also, I don't think he would have been able to inherit anything. So, I don't know what his
pointless.
Oh, no motive. Yeah. So, there's no murder weapon found.
No. But not that
they are idiots.
Found.
So it's quite possible that
they've been at the fair.
The bloody
they've
rags in the
fair,
bucket
David.
were from cleaning hatchets.
Yeah, right. And you see, nowadays you could just have a photo of those, and any woman would be able to tell you if they were period rags or murder rags.
Yeah,
is that right?
Depending on the flow.
Any woman.
Anyone who menstruates can say that's from whacking an axe in someone's face, or that's from middle of the cycle.
No, she's good on flows.
That's true, right. Yeah. Only Orinoco flows. Like,
yeah, she'd tell you which womble did it.
I think the bucket was used to clean the hatchets because of the location of the bucket.
Ah,
but it's where the bloody clothes were.
Yeah. Because
without.
Yes.
Because you can't. If the maid is in the garden, the garden's the only place to dispose of the clothes, from what you've told me.
Yep.
And the maid's in the garden. So
well,
the maid's in on
it.
Well,
she did burn this dress. She did burn this
dress,
but apparently.
If she was observed burning a dress, people would be able to see at a distance whether it was a gruesome, gore-covered dress.
That's very true.
Not if it was in a sack or a bag.
But then it's burning a bag, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
There's a sexy theory, guys. Do you want to hear the sexy theory?
Oh, I'd love to hear a sexy theory.
I think they
Is
did
it
this
about
in
the case? Or? Oh.
Yeah.
Great, okay.
You guys know Elizabeth Montgomery from Bewitched?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
This ties in, I promise. Hmm. They did a film about this, which used this theory, and the theory is that Lizzie took off her clothes, murdered her parents naked. Oh.
No, but they had no running water in the house. That would be even worse.
not if all the blood gets on the bits of your body that the clothes cover.
You wipe your face with your hatchet rag.
Hmm.
Yep. It's all coming together.
I don't think
anyway,
it is.
Anyway, if you want to see Elizabeth Montgomery naked and covered in blood, you can.
I see. But I think your clothes would have to have sort of like a waterproof layer inside for the amount of gore that would have come out of their faces.
I mean, I think I don't actually know how much...
in those days?
Flax, if they're made of flax, that's quite waterproof, yeah. Isn't it?
Or you wear an anorak, a pacamac on the inside of your gingham dress.
Yeah. Like in American Psycho, she's got one of those.
That's right, yeah.
Well, did they keep bees?
I don't know, maybe.
Have worn a beekeeper's mask and no clothes.
That would have let the blood in. That's just a mesh.
You're right, it is a mesh.
Would have been a pattern of blood.
Yeah, you're right. It would have been like screen printing.
The thing about if Bridget was in on it, I'm sure she was the one who said she saw Lizzie Bernard dress. So I could be wrong, but I think she is. So why would she say that if they were? Unless, of course,
that was Trist.
Yeah, she was like, "Oh, great! Already... Now we're going to have that money. We're going to have the money together." And she's like, "Money together? That's my money.
Money together, yeah. Doreen, or whatever your name is,
Patty, or whatever you're called."
Yeah,
I can't say that because I'm Irish.
Sure.
Is that how that works?
So, yeah. But she didn't say Lizzie did it. So they can't have completely fallen out. So maybe they did one each.
So this is why this case is so confusing.
Mm. Yeah.
Because there's
clear... It's a good one, this one. It's a lot better than that one where nothing happened.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're going to... Can't believe you brought that up.
What, the Versailles
time travel happened. Yeah, time travel happened, guys. That's what happened.
Some drunk women went to a National Trust property.
I mean, tell you something, it's my perfect day out.
Yeah,
you're not thinking about that. Cast your minds back to the foggy streets of the east of London, Whitechapel.
Yeah, 1888.
Yes, Jack the Ripper. The heat's on, so he goes to America.
Hey!
And he's walking past this house one day, the front door's open, and he thinks, I'll just pop in and do a bit of chopping. And then go about my day.
He wasn't into chopping men, was he?
Maybe the man at that
moment. The man got in the way from the sofa. He looked up from the sofa. He didn't see he was in there. And he was like, oh,
it's only 4 years later.
Yeah.
And you know what? Hey. There are theories that Jack the Ripper was an American... I mean, these are silly theories that aren't true. Was an American...
Dr. Francis Tumblety.
That's it, yes. Yeah. Who sounds like a Dickens character, but was actually quite unpleasant.
Yeah. Maybe the dad was like walking around pretending to be a lady in a dress, like, ooh, look at me. And then he killed him. And he's like, I shouldn't have done that.
And then Lizzie burnt the dress to get rid of the evidence.
To save her dad's
blushes. She was embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because he went out in a really embarrassing way because he just did it for a second, just for a laugh.
Just for a laugh.
I've got a theory, guys.
Like a stag do.
I've
got a theory. Just to clarify, John's theory is Jack the Ripper.
Yeah.
Yeah.
David.
I've just come up with another theory that's quite sad.
Oh, okay.
Lizzie found that her beloved parents, who she didn't have a tryst with and actually quite liked, had committed a mutual suicide pact via poison.
Oh.
And in order to save the family the shame of the suicide, hatcheted their already dead faces in.
Right.
And Bridget went along with it, being a good Catholic Irish woman.
Yes, good point.
She agreed to the conspiracy.
So they'll go to heaven because you can't go to heaven if you commit suicide.
Yeah. But God won't be able to tell.
Just to save their reputations.
Yeah.
So they were victims, not perpetrators.
Oh, no, but why would they have killed themselves?
Because it was the 1800s and life was awful.
You had to wait.
They lived with two 30-year-old daughters.
Yeah.
Like, the shame of it.
What are you saying? My parents have a great time. No, I don't actually live with them. I just go around there a lot.
None of us like doing laundry, Eleanor.
Well, exactly, yeah. And I'm not going to start my time of life.
No.
No, I don't think so.
What's the point?
It's really difficult.
All right, so you think it was a covered-up suicide?
I think it was a mercy bludgeoning with a hat. Is that a bludgeoning? No, it's not, is it?
To chop it.
I mean, sort of. I don't know what you call it.
Bludgeoning to me evokes a blunt object.
Yeah.
A hatcheting.
It
was
a
mercy hatcheting.
Mm.
When she uncovered the sad scene that her parents' marriage had failed and they would rather die than get a divorce in that day and age.
Mm. I like that. Okay.
So what's your theory, Eleanor?
My theory is aliens.
Hey! I'm so hoping you'd say that.
So it was, obviously it couldn't have been Lizzie, and it couldn't have been Bridget. Couldn't have been a Portuguese person.
No.
But you
could
know
it have been brainworms? Could their faces have exploded from the inside?
Brainworms. Mm.
Alien brainworms.
Oh, my God.
So there were 11 in the dad's head.
Yes.
Who all burst out.
Mm. So like a kind like a face hugger thing.
Mm. Yeah, but then tragedy struck. They weren't adapted to Earth's atmosphere and dissolved in the nitrogen-rich environment.
Oh, my God, that is tragic.
Yeah, and obviously they could get in and out of the house through, a spaceship. They can come in from above.
Yeah. It's all one room, essentially, the house, isn't it? So
yeah.
Easy. Yeah, through the open window because it was a hot day.
And then
no, I'm still going to go with Pixies.
I was going to say it's a shame that you've abandoned the Pixie idea because I really liked it. It was sweet.
My murder suicide idea made me feel sad.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with Pixies.
Yeah, it is quite sad.
Yeah.
I mean, the whole thing's kind of sad. I'm going to go with Pixies too.
Yeah, I'm going with Pixies as well.
Brilliant. Unanimous.
Yeah.
Sweet. Sweet. Done and dusted.
Brilliant. Well,
she also also brought out a romance novel called If I Did
How
It.
How I Did It.
If was very, very small.
Very small. Oh, wow. Well, there you go.
Yeah.
So what in the, the thing where they say 40 whacks with a wet noodle?
Yeah.
Why do they say wet noodle when they should say hatchet?
I think is a wet noodle not like an Americanism that means like something rubbish or pathetic?
Flaccid Willy.
Yeah, all that.
Is that what she
used?
Is
what I would imagine it means. I mean, there's no way a wet noodle is an axe.
Do you think they got chopper wrong?
What? Through Google Translate.
Yeah. Chopper.
What
you
is
mean
chopper?
Like a,
oh, it's a willy. Okay.
It's a willy. Oh, shit. And we've just boiled their skulls.
I assume wet noodle is sort of like for the gore, the slipperiness of the gore.
Yeah, maybe so. But we'd have to make sure we say unalive, because if you watch those TikTok videos where they talk about death, they say, this person was made unalive, so they don't get taken down.
Yeah, but we're
you're not allowed to say death.
You're not allowed to say dead or suicide.
You can say anything on a podcast.
Oh, podcast, fine. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and we have.
Especially if no one's listening.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Well, your dog is.
Yeah, well, before you ate him.
That's a callback. You have to release these in order now.
Well, yeah, well, they will be in order.
Yeah, that's good.
Rest assured.
So people can solve the ultimate puzzle we've been dropping hints at through every episode.
It's like a maze.
John has us chained in his basement.
I do have a basement now, so.
Right.
I've no that's access cool. to it, but there is a basement here.
Anyway, also, what do you mean you have no access?
It's in the bottom of the flats.
Oh, it's not yours then.
No, it's not mine.
No, that'd be silly. All right.
I solved that mystery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You.
Mm. Well, there can be no doubt that we've sorted that one out. And we'll be back soon. We're all satisfied, I hope. And it's nice to speak to you all again.
You too,
goodbye.
John.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Bye.
In Old Fall River, Mr. Andrew Borden died, and he got his daughter Lizzie on a charge of homicide. Some folks say she didn't do it, and others say, of course, she did. But they all agree Miss Lizzie B was a problem kind of kid. Cause you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts, not even if it's planned as a surprise.
A surprise!
So you can't chop your papa up in Massachusetts. You know how neighbors love to criticize. Sofa where he'd gone to take a snooze, and I hope he went to heaven cause he wasn't wearing shoes. Lizzie kindly rearranged him with a hatchet, so they say. Then she got her mother in that same old-fashioned way. But you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts,
not even if you're tired of her cuisine.
Her cuisine. No, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts, but no, it's almost sure to cause a scene. Well, they really kept her hopping on that busy afternoon, with both down and upstairs chopping while she hummed a ragtime tune. They really made her hustle, and when all was said and done, she'd removed her mother's bustle when she wasn't wearing one. Oh, you can't stop your mama, a big fast it persists, and then blame all the damage on the mice. No, you can't chop your mama up in Massachusetts. That kind of thing just isn't very nice. Now, it wasn't done for pleasure, and it wasn't done for spite, and it wasn't done because the lady wasn't very bright. She'd always done the slightest thing that Mom and Papa bid. They said,
Lizzie, cut it out.
So that's exactly what she did.